From KBI Newsroom in Colombia, I'm Afshan Masani. Attorneys say the state's execution protocol allows for surgery without anesthesia if the typical process of finding a suitable vein to inject the lethal drug does not work. Brian Dorsey is scheduled for execution on Tuesday for killing his cousin and her husband in 2006. The written protocol offers no guidance on how far the execution team can go to find a suitable vein. This leaves the possibility of an invasive cut-down procedure that involves an incision that could be several inches wide and several inches deep. It is highly rare for this procedure to take place, but due to Dorsey's obesity and drug abuse history, surgery without anesthesia becomes more likely. A spokesperson said Governor Mike Parson is still reviewing a clemency request for Dorsey. The Missouri House yesterday voted out its version of the state budget for the upcoming fiscal year. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, party differences on what state money should go towards was a focal point of debate.
The $50.7 billion budget, which includes $46.4 billion in operating expenses, is roughly $2 billion less than what was proposed by Governor Mike Parson. Earlier in the week, the House spent just under 9 hours making changes to the budget bills, with Republicans shooting down more amendments by Democrats than they approved. Representative Kevin Windham, who serves on the Budget Committee, criticized the process.
Overall, the process felt like hurry up and wait. Then, when we finally got the product, it was nearly 2 billion sizes too small.
Disagreements between the two parties included debates on both K-12 and higher education funding and sending more National Guard members to the Texas-Mexico border. The budget now goes to the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
Climate change is making some of Missouri's native plants bloom earlier. That's according to new research from St. Louis area scientists. Nicole Miller-Strutman is an associate professor at Webster University who studies the relationships between plants and pollinators. She says this is one way people can see the climate change happening around them in real time.
Interestingly, this is an early year. So if people are feeling like things are happening a little bit earlier than normal this year, they are not wrong.
Miller-Strutman worked with scientists at the Missouri Botanical Garden. They looked at pressed plant records in the garden's herbarium and historic records of blooms at Shaw Nature Preserve. Air travel may change ahead of total solar eclipse on Monday. People traveling to and from airports near the totality are encouraged to make extra time for road traffic and flight delays. A spokesperson for the Columbia Regional Airport says there will be no impact to its flight schedule. But American Airlines, which operates out of the airport, says it is prepared for increased traffic. Flights between Dallas and Columbia are within the path of the totality. The airline is working closely with the Federal Aviation Administration to prepare pilots for flying during an eclipse. According to a statement, the administration has asked them to plan for a busy airspace and route changes. I'm Afshan Masani, KBI News, Columbia.